This is Dr. Oliver dictating on a patient by the name of Robert Bredemeier, Bredemeier. Number one, the patient has ANCA, Alpha November Charlie Alpha, capital, ANCA vasculitis. Positive myeloperoxidase. That was diagnosed in 2020. The patient moved from Michigan to Highlands to Florida in the early part of 2024. And when we had the opportunity to evaluate him, we saw the biopsy that was done at the Mayo Clinic in 2020, consistent with the crescent formation and very high titers of antibodies with a myeloperoxidase that was around 120. When we saw the when we had the opportunity to see him. He wasn't taking steroids. Initially, that was the treatment that was given at the Mayo Clinic. And we saw that the patient had not only arterial hypertension and significant protein creatinine ratio elevation and albumin creatinine ratio elevation. There was no evidence of hypocomplementemia. And for that reason, we decided to treat the patient with the administration of rituximab. He received three infusions, and the last one was in April 16 of the year 2024. We noticed that the myeloperoxidase titers have gone down from 28 to 16, that the protein creatinine ratio that was 1.1 gram is below 1 gram, and the protein, the albumin creatinine ratio continues to be in the 500s. Regarding symptoms, the only symptom that the patient is complaining is some tingling in the fingers. The polyneuropathy has subsided, and he has a blurred vision that has to be evaluated by the ophthalmologist. It is my impression that this could be associated to the steroids and or the diabetes associated to steroids. The patient is taking oral hypoglycemics and insulin. The patient is getting Lantus, 12 units, and we are going to increase by 5 units because of fair control of the blood sugar. The patient has an appointment at the Florida Cancer Center with Dr. Yellow, Y-E-L-L-U, on the 11th of June. At that time, we are going to discuss with him the plan that we have. If the patient continues to improve the titers of the myeloperoxidase, we will postpone the infusion of rituximab. Otherwise, we have to continue with them. We are going to reevaluate this case in 4 weeks with laboratory workup. Following number, the patient continues with the CKD stage 3A, 3B, the creatinine. That was reported on the 15th of May is 1.7, and the estimated GFR is 42. Has been in the same neighborhood. Following number, the proteinuria, as mentioned before, the protein creatinine ratio is 947. And the albumin creatinine ratio is down to 71, which is better. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, diabetes that induced by steroids that is treated with the administration of the lantoscan diet. Following number, atrial fibrillation and anticoagulation. Following number, polyneuropathy that has improved. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, obstructive sleep apnea that is treated with the CPAP. Following number, vitamin B12 deficiency that is treated with the administration of B12. And the patient has gastroesophageal reflux by history. As mentioned before, he's going to be seen in 4 to 5 weeks in order to make decision regarding the therapy.